If you've got them, you most likely despise them. I'm going to show you today how to get rid of those man boobs once and for all. What's up, guys? Jeff Cavalier, AthleteX.com. You've heard the words, hopefully not directed at you. Moobs, man boobs, bench tits, right? We've heard all of them, guys. They're pretty derogatory. And again, if they're directed at you, you know how bad they make you feel. The idea here, though, is to help you to start getting over that, to figure out a way to get rid of them forever. And what we're going to do here is see if you're looking like the guy on the right here, how can we get you to start looking like the guy on the left? How can we get you to look like the guy with the squared-off muscular pecs as opposed to the saggy ones? I'm going to do that, guys, step by step today, and we're going to start with a discussion of what is actually going on in that chest of yours. Okay, so before we can develop an attack plan against this chest fat, we want to know what it is we're actually dealing with. And this is where you have to sort of detect what is going on in your specific body. So let me start by showing you two pictures. The first is this guy right here. Take a look, obviously, not a great looking chest, okay? But compare that with this guy here. What you should see is a major difference in the appearance of this chest fat and how it's looking to the person as they look in the mirror, right? There are some noticeable differences. The first guy here, I would say, is somebody that is just fat, right? He's just got a fat chest. He's probably got a fat belly. He probably has a fat back. He's probably just overall overweight. The second guy here is dealing with something we call gynecomastia. That is more of a medical condition driven by hormones, driven by this overconversion of our androgens, our male hormones, to estrogen, female hormones, that makes it look like we developed this breast tissue. If you want to determine exactly what's going on in your own body, you got to kind of look for some of the signs. And if you look left to right here, we've got our gyno column and our fat guy column. If that mass in the chest and that sort of sagginess is more firm to the touch versus a soft overall feel, you could be dealing with gyno. Okay? Secondly, hormonally driven. This is hormonally driven. This is diet related. We're going to get into this in a second. This is just eating overall bad and being fat overall. Thirdly, our age. There's a couple ages where you will be more susceptible, especially if we're talking about hormonally driven changes, when you're a teenager, a developing teen, and guys are sort of going through the male equivalent of menopause, andropause, where you have a lot of changes going on in your hormones. These could be more susceptible ages, whereas a guy who's fat can be fat and have chest fat at any age. There's 20s, there's 30s, there's 60s, there's 70s, okay? Finally, the location. Again, guys dealing with this gynecomastia condition or the fat here are going to be finding it mostly in their nipple area. Again, they can be fat all over, but their sagginess is going to look like it's focused in the nipple, whereas this guy is going to have overall diffuse chest fat. So before we even develop an attack plan, you have to determine, what is it? Which one of those guys are you? And what are you going to do to deal with it? I can tell you right off the bat, and this is calling it straight, guys. Don't listen to anyone that's going to do a video here and tell you, like, oh, if you have gynecomastia, you can just do lots of push-ups and lots of killer, you know, chest exercise and get rid of it. Most often, that's not the case. Most often, surgical intervention is the only way to sort of get in there, take out those masses, and actually give you an opportunity to start developing your chest normally. This is going to be the result of, we talked about hormones, they could be artificial hormones and the means of anabolic steroids, right? Those are going to also leave guys a lot of times with this gynecomastia condition. So whether it's just naturally occurring to you or whether it's something that's occurring because of your own misdeeds, guys, there's not a lot of help for you here unless we look at surgical means. However, there's a ton of help for you here, and here's the great news. Most often, it's not this. Most often, guys confuse what they've got going on for this when it's actually this. And this I can help you a lot with, and we're going to start with that right now, a little attack plan for you. Okay, so assuming you fall into that latter category here, the guys that are just dealing with the fat chest, let's see what we can do to help you to start getting rid of that fast. First and foremost, guys, as always, when we're talking about having too much fat and excess fat, we need to work and concentrate on our diet first and foremost. Banging away at pushing push-up after push-up is not going to help you to get rid of the fat that's covering that muscle that you're trying to develop. It's just that simple, guys. I don't care what video you watch. If somebody's telling you that that's possible, they're not really telling you the truth. What you have to do is you have to really concentrate on getting that diet. And I'm talking about, guys, diet as a noun and not diet as a verb. Because you know that I feel that diets are all temporary. It's that whole mentality of I'm on a diet. Because being on a diet means you're eventually going to be off of it, and that's not going to help you long term. So even if you get some short term results in how your chest looks, it's going to go back to looking as crappy as it did before if you're not having and following a nutrition plan that's able to be followed forever. That's what we do in Athlete X, and that's what the X Factor Meal Plan is all about. It gets you on a meal plan that you can actually follow. That's first and foremost. Secondly, some guys make the mistake of avoiding training their chest because they feel as if I train my chest, this big mass is just going to get bigger and more unsightly. And that's the wrong logic. Guys, remember, fat is way less dense of a tissue than muscle, right? Fat occupies way more space than muscle tissue does. So if you're able to train your chest, you're actually going to make it much more dense, make it smaller, smaller in the way that, in a good way here, because we're actually taking some just unshaped mass and bringing it into a shaped pectoral region. That's going to happen by training the chest. So you don't want to avoid doing that. You just have to make sure you're pairing that up with a good diet. Thirdly here, guys, if you're going to train your chest, then you better attack it from all angles. You know, I've talked about this before. I've even done videos on this showing how, because of separate nerve innervations between upper chest and lower chest, and because of the way that fibers, they're incomplete fibers that don't span actually from attachment to attachment, origin to insertion. There are ways that we can actually preferentially engage more fibers and muscle units, motor units, by using different exercises, and you have to have a complete arsenal of those in your chest workout if you want to see the best results. I have a video that I did that I showed you just some of the examples from our programs, from our bodyweight-only program, from our X1 program. It's called our complete chest workout. I'll put the link up over here. If for some reason I forget to hyperlink that, guys, you'll be able to find it on YouTube by typing in complete chest workout from Athlete X, and you should be able to see an example of the type of stuff that we do. And that being said, guys, to not only show you the type of stuff that we do, but to inspire you guys who might be dealing with chest fat and the uncomfortable feeling that you have from having it, check out this one guy here. This is Ted. This is one of the guys that followed Athlete X. He started here with a chest that he was unhappy with. He was completely able to change the shape of that by getting rid of the fat. You can see visible six-pack abs here by the time he was done with the program. But not just there, he lost fat throughout his chest as well. Obviously, by decreasing his overall body fat, he shaped his chest because he attacked it from all angles. He trained like an athlete. This is what we say all the time, guys. It's possible. All right. So if you're dealing with it, if you might be a guy that's taking the ribbing from some of your friends because of this, I understand how uncomfortable it can be, but it's not a lost cause. You have a shot to change what's going on in your upper body if you start attacking it with the right way with the right dedication. And as I always say, guys, join me on Team Athlete because I'd like to be able to coach you. I'd like to be able to take you step by step, day by day through a program that will help you to get to the chest that you want and to get overall a whole body that you're happy with. So if you haven't already, guys, head over to athletex.com right now. Grab our 90-day training program. Let me be your coach. Let me inspire you to get to the best shape of your life because I know it's possible, especially if you start training the right way. Guys, in the meantime, leave your comments below. I got this video idea because of somebody that left a comment requesting that I do a video on this. And whoever that is, thank you for that suggestion. If you see it, you'll know who you are. If you have a suggestion, make sure you leave it below, and I'd be glad to try to get to that as well. In the meantime, guys, I'll see you back here in a few days. Hopefully you found this helpful. You've got at least a little attack plan here to help you get over this and to never have to hear that again.